Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to your favorite learning station, Radio Islam, on Medium Wave 1548, and you are listening to In Focus. I'm Yusuf Asmalji, and with me engineering is Maulana Mahmood. And alhamdulillah, this evening we have with us Mufti Ilyas, who is all the way from Rainsford, and we have had Mufti Sab quite regularly. Not someone that we can introduce. Listeners are quite used to his voice as well, alhamdulillah. And Mufti Sab has imparted some very, very valuable lessons with us, which we had, amongst others, topics, Salah, we had Talaq, and now we are talking, we've been talking for the last 3 weeks on the topic of Imam Mahdi, and inshallah we will be continuing with that topic today. And Mufti Sahib has also told me that it's not he is not closing the topic today. We will inshallah continue with that topic after Ramadan is finished, because within Ramadan we cannot host this program due to Taraweeh and our scheduled program. So inshallah after Ramadan we will be continuing with this topic of Imam Mahdi. And you can call in with your questions, your queries, your comments on this topic of Imam Mahdi, and the number to call in is 854-6854. That's 854-6854, or fax us on 854-702405. And also don't forget, you can use 011 as Telkom's new system in a 6 months time will be that you have to dial 10 digits and not just the normal 6 digits that we are using at the moment. So you can dial 011-854-6854 or 011-854-702405. Or if you have email available, you can contact us at info, that's info at radioislam.org.za. And also if you have any questions, we'd like to talk to you on air. Our engineers will take your questions down if required, preferably if you come onto the panel and ask your questions. Without taking up much time, I'm going to hand you over to Mufti Sab, and we'll be breaking inshallah at about 9:15 for our news bulletin. Mufti Sab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our discussion on Mahdi, tonight what I have done is that I have summarized for you the listeners' minor signs and also those signs preceding the coming of Mahdi. Now the minor signs, you can see how many of them have already occurred, and those signs preceding the coming of Mahdi, you can judge for yourself and await those signs that are going to happen perhaps in our lifetime or perhaps in the lifetime of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Concerning the minor signs, it is stated in the narrations that reciters of the Quran al-Kareem will become many. And we see all around us, there are those who are reciting Quran, alhamdulillah, and many reciting Quran, and many reciting Quran with melodious voices. And in another tradition it has been mentioned that they will be reciting Quran al-Kareem, but the message of the Quran al-Kareem will not be going down their throats, meaning they'll be superficial display of Islam. And this superficial display of Islam will be by reciting beautiful melodious Quran, and these reciters will be many. The men of knowledge and the men of ilm will be few. Here we must realize that when this tradition speaks of the men of knowledge, men of ilm, is referring to true ilm, not what we see around us. Because a minor sign is also many ignorant will be prevalent. These days a person writes 2 articles, reads 3 books, makes 1 speech, and he is scholar of Islam. He does not even have contact with the original sources of Islam, and he does not have any righteousness or piety. He has not been taught. He does not sit for tutorship. but self-studying, he becomes a so-called authority in Islam, those are the most dangerous, because they are misled and misleading. I will comment on these later on also. Rulers will become many because it is an international plot also, that to divide as much as possible the whole earth and to give certain piece of land to one governor, one ruler, and let him rule. So the rulers will become many, and you know, when the rulers become many, when there is too many chiefs, there is no Indians, we have a lot of problems. And we will have men seeking the wealth of this world by means of the actions of the Akhirat. Meaning, they will display external piety, external righteousness, and they will behave like religious people, and they will perform actions like religious people. But this will be like a con artist wooing the people for their wealth and enticing the people and displaying to the people that, and giving impression that we are very pious, we are very righteous. Do you not see our action? And do you not see our behavior? So they will not be doing righteous actions and good actions for the pleasure of Allah, but they will be doing it to con the people so they can extract money, wealth from the people. They will learn the laws of jurisprudence other than the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at times to display their knowledge, to display that they understand certain intricacies, not to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve the community at large. And interest, the consummation of interest, will be so common that virtually no one will be free from the dust of interest. And you and I know that the banking system based upon usury and interest is so widespread and prevalent that virtually no one is free from the dust of interest. And the only way is to rid ourselves from the systems of interest and systems of usury and the economical theories of the imperialistic West, which is rotating and revolving around interest and usury. We will have to have alternative systems. When authority will be given to those who do not deserve it, this we see unfortunately at every level. We see this in practically every organization, in every institute. Unfortunately, we are seeing this happening, that those who deserve to be under the authorities, they stand above the authorities. Simple example I will give you, that when we want to employ a muazzin of the masjid, the trustees interview the muazzin. They do not know anything about the laws of tajweed and the laws of azan and purity and types of salat. Instead of the imam, the alim, and the authorities of deen to interview the muazzin, the trustees who haven't got the faintest idea of the rules of tajweed, they interview the muazzin and they appoint the muazzin. Also, even the local imam, a group of trustees interview him. They do not know what's the responsibilities of the imam, the role of him, of the imam, the function of the imam, and also how he should behave, what his character should be, his personality, and they are the ones who employ him. How unfortunate. It is like getting a superintendent of your hospital being interviewed by sweepers, and the sweepers decide that this must be the superintendent of the hospital. And then we find in every government of the world, practically every government of the world at the moment, that incompetent people, non-deserving, non-worthy people are becoming heads of states. Those who are immorally and morally bereft, who have got horrible, rotten characters, they become judges, and they become presidents, and they become prime ministers of countries. So those who do not deserve, they become, they take over posts of authority. People will not recognize right as right, and they will object to the wrong. We see this now in our modern world, so-called civilized world, that people have lost the concept of what is right, and they are declaring what is right to be wrong. And what is detrimental to the social, economical, political environment, they declare it to be wrong. Why? Because due to following their whims and their fancies, they declare right to be wrong and wrong to be right. Stated in the narrations that the minor signs will be people who will build tall buildings. And we see this around too. Their tall buildings are constructed, and countries boast of their high-rising skyscrapers, and they boast that we in our country, in our city, we have got so many high-rises, so many skyscrapers. So this is the sign, a minor sign, which has already taken place. This tall building construction, we get the narration from Bukhari, and a narration in Tabrani, at least in Tabari, that we find in the hadith stating the earth will be rolled up, meaning that traveling from one spot to another spot will be very easy. And you know that a person can make his Salat of Fajr in Mecca, and make his Zuhr in Medina, and make Asr in Jerusalem, in Bayt al-Maqdis, and the earth has so-called been rolled up. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated also that knowledge will be lost, and there will be much killing. Much killing we see now on the news. Three-quarter or half of the news is these days killing, rape, murder, looting, butchering. And this is done on an international level. This killing and plundering and dacoitry is done now in the name of civilization and justice, and to create so-called peace by beating up and killing innocent children, civilians. This killing which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken that they will follow the customs of those before. He was addressing the Muslims, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and saying that we will follow the customs of those before, span by span, cubit by cubit. Even if they go down the lizard's hole, you would follow them. Meaning that you will follow the Jews and the Christians, step by step, span by span, in everything that they do. To such an extent, it comes in Hakim, even if one of them has to have intercourse with their mother, you will also do it. Incest. Unfortunately, it's embarrassing to say that these evil and pernicious sins perpetrated by the Jews and the Christians and non-Muslims of incest and rape, etc., Muslims are now indulging in it. And because it is sometimes done in so-called high-ranking, wealthy circles, it is covered up. In Muslim, there is a tradition that woman will unclothe herself for other men other than her husband. Now this is so startling when we read this, that the woman will take off her clothing for other than her husband. This is happening, and in so many places we get reports of wife swapping, husband swapping amongst our own community. Remember, listeners, that it is the age of protection. It is the age where we should protect ourselves, our hearts, our desires, and our children, and our environment. We should choose our friends, recognize our enemies. In the tradition of Muslim, it is stated that women will have hair piled high like the humps of camels. Now we are going to, inshallah, go into the month of Ramadan, and towards Eid, the beauty saloons and the parlors will be inundated with calls that make my hair high. For what reason? So that they can stand out. And for what reason? So they can parade around. So the hadith is saying that the hair of the woman will be like the humps of the camel. The hadith in Muslim goes on to say that the wives will encourage, and the wives will entice, and the wives will incline their husbands to do evil. Instead of the wives and the husbands getting together to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be the opposite, that the wife will be encouraging the husband to do evil. In Musannaf, in the 11th chapter there, it speaks about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the speed of transport, referring to the aeroplane. In Ahmad, Musnad Ahmad, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the animals will speak, and man's whip will speak, the sandals will speak, and a person, when he returns to his room, then there'll be certain things in his room which will tell him what was spoken about him in his absence. Now, those of you who are acquainted with the modern technology of spying and modern technology of tapping of the phones, these days they tap everything. They tap the cell phone, they tap the phone, and they tap the movement, they record, and with minute small gadgets they are able to tap. So what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in those days, that the whip will speak and the sandal will speak, this is advanced technology. And referring to advanced technology, and when a person leaves his room and he leaves certain people there, they do this regularly. That's why we have so many of these scandals and so many of these affairs being exposed to the media, that when the so-called president, he was doing this and he was caught doing this, and this was going on. And as mentioned previously, that the men of true knowledge will disappear and the ignorant will remain. People will be speaking their own opinion. People speaking their own opinion is very serious, and we see this unfortunately happening day in and day out. Every person is claiming that he is scholar of Islam, and he is entitled to interpret the Quran how he wants to. He is entitled to interpret the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam how he wants to do. Irrespective of what the ulama are saying, what those who have studied 6 years, 7 years under proper, reliable, authentic, expert guidance and tutorship, they are not worried about that. But they, because the translation of the Quran is available, the translation of the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is available, so now everybody just lifts the translations and begins to comment, and what he does not seem to understand, he begins to reject. And this is a growing disease which is spreading like cancer. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about these people that they are misguided, and they are misguiding others. It is stated that the liars will be believed. And we can see this, especially during our time, that a lie is spoken so much that the person who is reading the lie, it is spoken so much and written so much that the reader begins to believe the lie. And the lie is shown so much on the television screens, especially during these times, that that lie, people begin to believe what they see, and people begin to take it into their hearts. The truthful will be thought to be the liars. The person who is a confirmed liar, he is classified to be truthful. And the person who is truthful, trustworthy, he is classified a liar. That you see also in localities and communities and setups. that the person who is very honest and he is a truthful person, because of circumstances and sometimes because he does not have financial power, then he is classified a liar. And meanwhile, the liar, because he's got some wealth and influence and some clout in so-called society and classified noble man, that liar is classified as a truthful person. The treacherous will be trusted. This needs no elaboration. We see around us that countries are being given to treacherous, tyrannical, oppressive rulers, and people do not know anything what they are doing. They just give their trust over to these treacherous people who have got their own hidden motives and agendas. Trustworthy people will be thought to be treacherous. So basically, right will be classified wrong, and wrong will be classified right. Unrighteous people will speak about public affairs. This we see. And unfortunately, we see this on many radio stations also. Unrighteous people are now being given so-called authoritarianship to speak on where the experts are supposed to be speaking. And these unrighteous people are being given so much leeway that one wonders where are the ulama who are supposed to be given these platforms to be speaking on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unrighteous people, because they are slippery in their speech and they're eloquent in their so-called speech and they are glib tongue and they speak with forked tongues, they are given the platforms of public affairs, and the public trust them more than they trust the ulama, the truthful and the righteous people. Quran will be read, as I explained, by people will pass through, and these people will read Quran, but Islam will pass through them how the arrow passes through the game, meaning the prey, the hunted animal. We will see this, that there are so many groups around us that they read the Quran, in fact they print the Quran and they publish the Quran, but they got no relationship with Islam, they got no contact with Islam. And they come up and say that they are Muslims. In reality, they are not Muslims. It is in the narration, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that even idol worship will become common practice, and women will dance around the idols. There will be, according to the narrations in Bukhari and Muslim, abundance of wealth. And women, their numbers will increase to such an extent that one man will have to care for about 50 women. There will be much fornication. Wine will be drunk. And in another tradition, it is stated that these evils which are perpetrated will be given names to justify. Wine will be drunk. People will drink wine but call it a different name. And evil will be perpetrated but giving it a different name. So that is why you see fornication and adultery being perpetrated, and the perpetrators are classified sex workers now. And prostitution is legalized. Certain countries, homosexuality has been legalized. Lately, Germany, man can marry a man. In certain countries, lesbianism has been legalized. These sins, and Islam regards these as sins, now have been given legal status, and they say they are morally uplifted society. So, musical instruments will be played. Singing girls will sing. Another hadith is very general. Singers will sing. And in the hadith it is stated that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and they will be turned into monkeys and pigs. Those brothers, some of them who went to Turkey when that earthquake took place, they were informed by some of the officials there that when the divers went down the deep sea, then they saw transfiguration of human faces, of those who were whining, dining, womanizing, committing adultery and fornication openly. Women will remove their clothing, as I stated. This hadith narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in Hakim. And the woman will prefer other men over their husbands. fornication will be committed openly on the road. Now remember, these signs have been stated by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago. And these days, we have been informed that adultery, fornication, evil is perpetrated openly on the roads. And when a person who sees this fornication on the road, and a person who says to these perpetrators of this evil sin, if he says to them, you should have at least concealed yourself behind a wall, such a person will be classified amongst those like Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Because people will not recognize evil to be evil, wrong to be wrong, sin to be sin, adultery to be adultery, fornication to be adult, fornication to be fornication. And the person who objects to this, he'll be classified amongst Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And concerning the people, when they pass the graves, they'll say, we wish we were inside the grave. They will desire that we should be inside the grave, not outside the grave. A person will be so despondent that he'll feel that I'd rather be inside the grave than outside the grave. It is stated about the Hajis, because immediately after Ramadan, the Hajis go, that concerning them two signs have come, that the wealthy and the kingly, they will make Hajj for the sake of pleasure. And the rich will make Hajj for sake of commerce, sale, business. And the poor will make it for begging. And those of you who have made Hajj know about this. That the wealthy person is thinking, how many abayas I will bring, how many kurtas I will bring, which ittar I will bring, what I will bring there to sell here. So the rich, the wealthy, they will be doing that. Whilst the poor, the begging that goes on, the syndicate running internationally, international syndicates run concerning begging, tracing to the Indian subcontinent. And the reciters for the sake of showing off and reputation. Then it is stated, a star with a tail will soon appear, which I commented on last time. Some say that is the Halley's Comet. Al-Hakim narrates that women will pray while in menstruation. Women will pray while in menstruation. Here I will mention two things that unfortunately we see this. Over one television channel, one person stated that though the woman who is in menstruation, giving a completely wrong fatwa, completely wrong legal ruling, he said that the person, the woman having menstruation, experiencing menstruation, can touch the Quran. Which is absolutely wrong. And in our own country, in one of the suburbs of Johannesburg, in one of the notorious masjids, one of the speakers there on one Juma, he stated that, and he signed a sign of joy, and he said, I'm delighted and I'm overjoyed that today in this Juma, we have got sisters who are menstruating. So sisters and mothers who are menstruating went for that Juma, and this person here, he is leader of society so-called, guide of society so-called. He's saying to his congregation that he is delighted and overjoyed that he's accomplished the liberation of women, and he has liberated them to such an extent that they, while they are in menstruation condition, they have come to the masjid for Juma Salat.
Concept of liberation. If that is a concept, Mufisaf, I don't know what is liberating woman then. Yes, it's now 16 minutes past 9 and we're going to take a quick break and return with the news and go on with our program, inshallah. Stay tuned.
And amongst the minor signs, it is stated that property given in trust will be treated as booty, meaning there will be gross misappropriation of funds. Giving of zakat will be considered a fine. People will classify zakat giving to be a tax. A man will obey his wife, a husband will obey his wife and disobey the mother. A man will be amicable to his friend going on in the masjids, which is part of the meaning of this hadith, raising voices in the masjid. Also, that some of the masajid, they are now singing like how the Christians and the Jews sing hymns in the masajid, in their synagogues and churches. This is not befitting for us to do. Leader of the people will be worst amongst them. A man will be honored out of the fear of the evil he can do. Wine will be drunk, silk will be worn, and also gold will be worn by men. Singers and stringed instruments will appear. Loss of this community, the last of this community will curse the first. These days, unfortunately, in the light of so-called research and scholarship, people sit down and criticize the Sahaba, companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They lambast them, speak ill of them, degrade them, use derogatory remarks concerning them. And this is exactly what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated. And unfortunately, those who criticize the Sahaba are classified scholars of the day. And those who criticize the Sahaba, they are given MA degrees and BA degrees and PhD degrees by the Oriental Institutes. And those who perpetrate this sin of speaking ill of the pious and the righteous and the saints and the imams of jurisprudence and the Sahaba, they are lauded and praised for their dynamic intellectual activities. At that time, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when these all these signs, minor signs are coming, wait for violent winds and destruction and transformation of human beings. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, plagues and famines will appear which were not known to the ancestors. And we can see this, that strange diseases are coming. AIDS, before that cancer, tuberculosis, TB. So strange diseases are coming. And people will give short measure and wait. Many areas will be afflicted by drought. Intense trouble will occur. Tyranny from those who rule. People will refuse to pay zakat due on their property. Enemy will be given power over simple-minded people, over people. And those in religious authority will refuse and will not judge by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, we can see, is taking place and has become very prevalent. Leaders will be oppressors, those who tyrannize people. People will believe in stars. Unfortunately, the person buys the newspaper and he goes direct to the section what the stars foretell, and he begins to believe in that. People will begin to reject taqdeer, that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth and poverty, health and sickness is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust will become a means of profit. People will take the money of the common man and they will call it a trust fund, just to elaborate, and they will utilize this trust fund for their own business investments and their own business maneuvers, gaining profit by them. And when they are called to book, and when they are called to account, there will be no accountability, because accountants are masters in manipulating figures. Charity giving will become reluctant. People will be reluctant to give charity. Adultery will be widespread. Now, also Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that love for the world will increase and dislike for jihad will increase. Now, these are the signs which I have listed concerning, which I have termed as minor signs. Now I'm going to go quite fast through the signs which are near the coming of Mahdi himself.
Well, sir, before you go on,
You mentioned reluctant, people are reluctant or will become reluctant to give charity. Now, we find in our communities that begging is something very common. And they also, people are reluctant to give. For the simple reason is that that person keeps coming back over and over and over again. And yet you find that person can do some sort of work. I'm sure you know what I'm talking
yes.
about. Would that relate to what you've just said?
See, that is, that is a specific question of a healthy person going around begging. And philosophy of Islam is not to create a nation of beggars. So that person whom you can get some work for, you should encourage him to work. Because Islam wants us to work. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, numerous ahadith has stated that the wealth and the earning got from hard sweat labor has got a lot of barakah in it. So these healthy people who go around begging, they realize that this is a good profession. Yeah, begging has become a profession, unfortunately, in certain areas. And also, a person may say that, no, the Muslims in South Africa are very charitable and we give a lot of money. First of all, that we must always look at it pro rata. Pro rata of what we are supposed to be giving in the path of Allah and what we are giving. Pro rata of that millionaire, what he's supposed to be giving and what he spends on the un-Islamic wedding which he holds. Pro rata of what we're supposed to be giving for the needy and the poor and the destitute compared to what he spends on one bribe which he calls his friends who are also wealthy and who will eat and criticize him later. So we should look at it pro rata and then come to know how much we are supposed to spend and how much we are spending. Continuing with the signs of now Mahdi, those were minor signs which I mentioned. Now these are the signs which are closer. A man from Khorasan, and I explained to you, Khorasan will be Afghanistan, northern Iran, and Turkestan, and Dakistan, and those which are at the moment bordering Afghanistan. A man called Haris bin Haris will come, and he'll pave the way for Mahdi to come. In that army, when he comes, a person who will be leading, a person called Mansur, who will prepare the way for Mahdi. So Haris bin Haris will come, and in his army, a person called Mansur will be there to pave the way for Mahdi. It will be necessary, according to Hadith in Abu Dawud and Nasai and Bayhaqi, that every Muslim to aid and respond to them.
We've got a caller online. It's an anonymous brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks, Ram.
You on here, brother?
I'd just like to ask Mufti Sahab. Someone told me that when you in one Ramzan before Imam Mahdi comes, there will be two eclipses, one lunar and one solar. Is that true?
Do you want to listen on air?
Sajji, not a problem.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalam.
I'm going to mention those signs, but since the brother has asked the question, that according to some traditions, now these traditions, many of them, especially now that I'm going to be mentioning those prior to the coming of Mahdi, many of them are weak and we cannot rely on them totally. Concerning the eclipses, there is a tradition there will be two eclipses, and then we get another one saying that there will be two eclipses in Ramadan, and there will be two lunar eclipses in Ramadan. And another book I've seen, they stated, no, two solar eclipses in Ramadan. In another book I've seen, it stated, one solar and one lunar eclipse in Ramadan. In another book I've seen, one eclipse on the 1st of Ramadan, and on the next eclipse on the 15th of Ramadan. Now those who rely especially on this tradition, they have contacted the American research centers, astrological centers, and come to the conclusion that these eclipses are going to take place, and so we should get Mahdi on the year 2003. And I mentioned before concluding last time that when the Sharia of Islam, when Allah has kept it unknown, when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has kept it unknown, then we should leave it as unknown. And we should not place our faith on it. And it is not part of Iman to believe that when there is two eclipses, that is the year Mahdi will be coming, or that is the year Mahdi will be appearing. I hope that answers that question. We stated civil wars, calamities, violent deaths, intense disturbances and disputes and quarrels, general afflictions will increase. According to a narration, huge fire in the east will take place. And this fire, you'll be able to see it from 3 days' journey away. There'll be 60 liars, and they'll be claiming to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a town in Syria will be swallowed. I mentioned this, a star to rise in the east as bright as the moon, which we said this could be the Halley's Comet. Redness appear in the sky, black wind arise, earthquakes killing many. The water of the Euphrates will flood Kufa and ruin it. Slaves will not obey the masters. Transformations of Muslims due to their innovative actions. A voice in the middle night of Ramadan will awaken the sleepers, alarm those who are awake. There'll be tumult, meaning disturbances, disputes in Shawwal. There'll be a war and fighting in the month of Zilqadah. And there'll be plundering of Hajis in Zilhajj. Sacred things will be violated in the Haram. And a marvel, a strange occurrence will occur between Jamadul Ula and Rajab. Now these signs, I repeat again, most of them are coming from non-authentic hadiths or weak hadiths. There'll be a slaughter for a long time. One third will be killed. One third will die naturally. Those in authority will be tyrants. Believers, the person will be a believer in the evening, but when he gets up in the morning, he'll be unbeliever. Unfortunately, this we see happening. The Turks will descend on the Arabian Peninsula. The armies will be mustered, and the leader will be killed amongst the Arabs. And a group of people in Damascus will arise cursing the Arabs. Time will go faster. The year like a month, month like a week, week like a day, day like an hour, hour like a burning of a palm leaf. Now when I'm mentioning these signs, you can judge for yourself that so many have happened and there is a possibility of others happening. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that Dajjal will say that the Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like a white fortress. Explained last week, it looks like that. People will spit on their faces. This happened in Parliament, it's happening daily. Mahdi will come when people will be despondent and will say there is no Mahdi. They'll say and deny the concept of Mahdi, and they'll become despondent and say there is no Mahdi. 313 from Syria will go to the house as a Safa, seek Mahdi out, and they will get Mahdi, and he will lead two rakats of a traveler's prayer. We will see black banners coming from Khorasan. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that crawl to them, even if you have to crawl on snow. Go to them even if you have to crawl on snow. In that, there'll be the deputy of Allah. According to one narration here, we get differences. One says that Mahdi will be amongst them, and one will say no, he will be preparing the way for Mahdi. And amongst those group coming from Khorasan holding black banners, amongst them will be some wearing white garments. And at the head of them will be a person from the Banu Tamim, paving the way for Mahdi. handing authority to Mahdi after 72 months of leadership. So we get an impression that there'll be an army from Khorasan coming towards Palestine and having black banners, white kurtas, and amongst them will be a person who will be doing this for 72 months and eventually handing it over to Mahdi. Those who are coming from Khorasan having black banners will be firm of heart, and their heart will be like iron, meaning their iman will be strong. When you hear of them, join them. Then there'll be the Sufyani and the black banners will meet at a gate in Iran, meaning there will be skirmishes between the black banner army and the Sufyani, which I will explain after inshallah in Ramadan. Who are the Sufyani, where they will come from, how they will try to attack the armies of Islam, and how they will try to attack the army of Mahdi. Amongst the black banners, there will be a youth, a young person from the Banu Hashim. He will have a mole on his left hand. Leading them, a man of the Banu Tamim called Shuaib bin Saleh. There will be fierce battles, and the black banners will be victorious, and the cavalry of Sufyani will flee. People will then seek the Mahdi. The army of Khorasan, the black banner army, which we are keep talking about, will plant the flag in Baytul Muqaddas. This hadith comes in Tirmidhi Sharif. Signs before the coming, as I repeat, before the coming of Mahdi, three persons from the sons of your leader will be martyred. No one will take leadership. From the west, black flags will emerge. Mahdi will not appear until an innocent, sinless, a person who has not committed crime, an innocent soul will be killed. When this happens, those in the heaven and the earth will be angry about this event of killing an innocent person. People will rush to Mahdi like how a bridegroom rushes towards the bride on the wedding night. Meaning when this innocent person is killed for no crime, then the heavens and the earth will be sad about this. This hadith is coming in Mustadrak al-Hakim, and Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayh, he compiled a book that we have translated it about the Mahdi in authentic ahadith. He has compiled 37 ahadiths concerning the Mahdi. Further signs of the people of the East, they will carry flags, black flags. They will inform and instruct the people to do good. People will refuse, but these people will fight and become victorious. Then the people will go ahead, will do so when power is handed over to one of my household, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, indicating the Mahdi. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when you see this, and when the army of Mahdi is prepared, then you must go and join, even if you have to cross over by ice. So on one side we are getting all these signs. How many of them have occurred? How many of them will still occur? Amongst the signs are also that the people of Iraq will have a economical boycott. The people of Iraq, according to the hadith, neither grain or food nor money will reach them. And we see what is happening there, that the people of Iraq, food is not reaching them, medicine is not reaching them, their children are dying daily, and they cannot even sell their own product, their oil. So there is like an economic boycott which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the non-Arabs will be responsible for this. How true is the statement of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that there will be an economical boycott of Iraq, and there will be a food boycott on Iraq, and the non-Arabs will be responsible for this. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, similarly, a boycott on Sham. Sham will include though the area of Egypt, etc. There will be also a grain boycott and a money boycott on them. Here, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who will be responsible for this? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Romans. Romans, when spoken about in the Ahadith, refers to the Christians. So these are the signs, the minor signs, alhamdulillah, we have gone through, and those signs which will happen before Al-Mahdi comes.
Jee, Mufti Sahab, I think our time is almost up, but there's one question we need to answer before we close off. And the brother says, he asks, what do the worldwide scholars think of Imam Mahdi? And in specific, he's asking, is he born? Where? How old is he? And when will he appear?
Concerning this question, that there's so much rumor going around, and so much been spoken that he is born, and many reputed ulama have been quoted concerning this, that so and so, a great alim, has stated that Mahdi is born, and he was born in 1960, and so alim saw Mahdi in Medina, and so alim saw Mahdi making tawaf, and so alim had a good fortune of sitting near Mahdi, and another alim so and so he saw via kashf, spiritual inspiration, that Mahdi has been born and he's 30 years old or so on, and the elders have dreamt that Mahdi is born, or the pious have stated that Mahdi is born. Now, every one of them, all these, whether the pious have had dreams, or the pious have kashf or ilham, or the righteous have seen him, when you go down and try to analyze it, and try to find the chain of narrators, and try to find the chain of transmitters, and try to go and make some research, who said it, when it was said it, and what circumstances it was said, is there any verification, is there any testification of that, who listened to it, when was it said, in front of who it was said, who are the witnesses. When we start making these investigations, then certain people say, no, you are getting too technical. We are trying to say that do not give people false hopes, because a Muslim is the one who is striving all the time, and he must strive for the good of humanity all the time, and he must strive for peace and tranquility all the time, and he is not a person who is despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that happens is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as Muslims should not be complacent. Every time we hear some sad news, then we sit down and say Mahdi will sort it out. And when we get some bad news, then we say, no, I think now it's time for Mahdi to come and sort this out. So what we're doing is that we're becoming lazy and lethargic. Instead of addressing the problem, and instead of doing what we're supposed to be doing, that is becoming good Muslims, practical Muslims, performing salat, wearing the beard, adorning the hijab, becoming regular in adhering to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come without the presence of Mahdi coming to aid us and help us. We have become sometimes so complacent that we are just saying, okay, Mahdi will come and sort the situation out. Whereas when we become righteous and conform to sunnah, Allah will help us. Surely and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. So any depressing news should not direct us and say, okay, Mahdi will help us.
Okay, we've got a caller online. It's Brother Ahmad. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
You on air, brother?
Manana?
Ji.
I've just heard some news today. Some people have come back from Pakistan. they've stated that their sheikh has told them that Imam Mehdi will make an appearance on the 30th of Ramadan in Makkah.
So their sheikh told them that Imam Mehdi will make an appearance on the 30th of Ramadan. So as I told you, first of all, that without criticizing the righteousness of the sheikh, the piety of the sheikh, or without even criticizing the narrator or the narration, that we would say that time will tell us now. But are the signs that I mentioned, we should see, have they occurred? Are they occurring? And now, this is contrary, what you are saying is contrary to popular belief that he will come in 2003. So the sheikh has just brought him 1 year or 2 years in advance now. So now you'll see, you got one opinion, that sheikh got one opinion. That is why we are saying, when Allah and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have left it unknown, we leave it unknown. So that is a safe way, that is a cautious way, that is the best way. If he comes, alhamdulillah. If he does not come, we make dua, Allah Ta'ala brings him quickly, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to become good Muslims.
Okay, brother.
Jazakallah.
As-salamu alaykum. Got another caller, it's brother Dawood online. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
As-salamu alaykum, can you hear me?
Yes. You're on air, you can go.
Yes, as-salamu alaykum, Mufti Saab.
Wa-alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum, brother Smaji. Mufti Saab, I don't know whether this is just a tradition. I've never seen a hadith about it. Maybe you can explain or clarify it. Normally it is said that Imam Mehdi will be recognized while making the tawaf by 40 abdals, and they will insist that he become the Amir, and he will refuse, and after some insistence he will then accept. Is this a genuine hadith or is it just a tradition quoted by the way?
You listen on the air, must I talk?
I will hear on the radio.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Brother Dawood speaks about what has been written in most of the kitabs concerning alamat or the signs of Mahdi, and Shah Rafiuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi has written about this in his kitab Alamat al-Qiyamah concerning the coming of Mahdi. And yes, when I come to describing Mahdi in detail, his physical and his character, his personality and his intellect, and then we will discuss how are people going to recognize him. There we get one hadith clearly stating that he will be recognized between the Hajar Aswad and the Maqam Ibrahim. Yes, there is a tradition like that he will be recognized between those two spots. And it is stated, yes, the pious personalities of Syria, not necessarily 40, yes, the pious personalities of Syria will recognize him. It is also stated in the traditions that 313 will take bath, will swear allegiance unto him once he declares himself Mahdi. How I get the sequence, that the month before Hajj there will be great disturbance, tumult, difficulties, bloodshed, war, fighting, quarreling. Then in Hajj, there'll be fighting and there'll be blood flowing and right up to the Jamarat. During the time, Mahdi will come away to Mecca and people will seek him out in the house behind Safa. He'll come away to the Haram to make tawaf. And whilst between the Hajar Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, he'll be recognized. And according to Shah Rafiuddin, Maulana Shah Rafiuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, and he quotes that there'll be a call from the heavens stating that this is the Mahdi, take the allegiance, take the bath. So when we come there to those spots, we will discuss them in detail, inshallah.
We've got one final question and we will be closing off, and it says, will these signs that we've mentioned come in order or randomly?
I'm happy this question has come, because I mentioned during the program that, in fact, I mentioned it last week, not now, and I forgot to mention it. I appreciate the caller to bring it to our notice that these signs that I have mentioned, that the, to put a sequence will be due to our own intelligence. We will try to give a sequence, and when I come back, I will try to give you one sequence which I think could be the secret. But when I create a secret, or any other person creates a secret or develops a secret, then this secret need not be correct, or we cannot rely on it. We will be using reason, rationality, to create one puzzle, put a puzzle together, but need not be right. Definitely need not be right. Yes, we will do that, inshallah, when we come back on air and try to create one sequence that this could happen, this could happen, this could happen, and then this. And if it happens, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all powerful